This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. The University of Louisiana at Monroe's Warhawk football season this year has been nothing short of extraordinary. An 8-4 season, 6-2 in conference with four overtime games. ULM Athletic Director Bobby Staub joins me for a look back and a possibly look ahead to postseason. Bobby Staub, certainly a whirlwind of a season, but a great success for the football team this year.
It really has. It's it started off September 8th with the game at Little Rock and having that huge upset, which obviously at the time the number 8 team in the country, and just get a lot of national exposure and attention from that game. And then, but the remaining 11 games, it's been an exciting season. Obviously, it's been a historic season for us, and getting the 8 wins, and three of those wins were actually in overtime. We actually had a total of 4 overtime games, which is kind of unheard of. But it's been a very, very exciting time, and something that I think our fans and our region have been really rallied around.
I'll tell you, I was in Branson the week of Thanksgiving. People strike up conversation with people and said, "Oh, yeah, we're from Monroe." And they go, "Oh, yeah, ULM." National exposure is certainly part of the name of the game. And I think it's something to be said that people know who ULM is now.
There's no doubt. And, you know, ULM is still a very new brand, if you will. You know, having success will help strengthen that brand and get it out there nationally. And, you know, I think what's happened this year has really been phenomenal. And part of that is to having the big win early. So we got on people's radar screen, and then validating that success with playing well the rest of the year for the most part. You know, people have been keeping up with us, and we're kind of top of mind with a lot of folks. So, you know, it's been really good. It's been great for our university and our region.
The big question over the last couple of weeks is the postseason opportunity. A lot will be decided tomorrow, depending on what happens in a number of different games, but we hope to be knowing something for sure by early next week.
We hope so. I mean, my hope is that Saturday night or Sunday we'll have an idea of what those opportunities are. It's a very anxious time right now because obviously there's 70 bowl slots out there, 35 games, but there's more teams than bowl slots. So you're not guaranteed anything, and there's a lot of things that go into selecting teams for bowls and that type of thing. Just got off the phone with somebody with ESPN today because they're such a big player in all this. And, you know, I'm confident that we'll certainly find a home. But, again, there's no guarantees, but we're cautiously optimistic.
And certainly, I know last week, the coordination process started working for people to be able to get tickets.
Yeah, so we started that really a couple weeks ago and trying to educate our fans more than anything else. And just what is really key is that if we do go to a bowl, that our fans buy through ULM. Because if they buy through ULM, part of the proceeds goes back to the school. Whereas if you actually go to the bowl site, really the school doesn't get any revenue. So we want to encourage people to do that. We've laid out there a couple weeks ago, you know, there were 7 or 8 possibilities we thought that could be viable for us. I think that number has contracted a good bit. I think there may be 4 that are possibilities for us. So, again, part of this depends on what other people do on the field of play. And you know, there's 2 Big East games that are going to happen Saturday that could have a profound impact on our situation. The Kent State Northern Illinois game could have a profound impact. So it's kind of there's a lot of different moving parts to it. But, you know, again, I feel confident that our resume speaks for itself and we'll find a place for a postseason opportunity.
Let's talk just for a minute. Not that by any means do you normally think of so much of the identity of a university riding on athletics, but let's talk about a little bit of a rising tide that lifts all ships, of people seeing greater response to the university in response actually to greater exposure through the football season this year.
Absolutely, and I just think it's the nature of the beast, and part of it is, rightly or wrongly, athletics gets a lot of national exposure, either good or bad. and it could go either way. Fortunately for us, it's been mostly positive. And you know, I know for a fact Lisa Miller in Enrollment Management said the number of applications in the fall is at all-time high. And she directly relates that to the success the football program's had. There are other entities on campus that have said the same thing that are not athletic-related entities at all. But I do think the more success athletics can have, it helps everybody. And not only helps the institution and those individual units, but I think it helps the community and the region, and it just brings a positive light to those areas. And I think it helps it helps everybody, and you know, we're glad to be a part of it.
Coach Berry, I know looking at December is normally recruiting season, so he's kind of multitasking right now. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's really coaches. It's really tough on them because if you're not in a postseason bowl, then you know, yes, this is a big recruiting area, and that's kind of what you're focused on. But now, when there's a postseason opportunity, you got to kind of do both. And like next week, he'll be on the road recruiting, but at the same time, he's got to be thinking about getting a team ready potentially for a bowl game. So you're burning it at both ends. There's no question about it. But you know, it's a great place to be. You hope this is the case, and I know he shares that as well. So you know, hopefully we'll get some good news here this weekend, and you know, it's a good problem to have.
Also, a little bit of news from not just football and the kind of increased response that Coach Berry's had, but recruiting in all sports, that this is helping. Really.
Well, there's no question. In fact, I talked to some of our baseball coaches the other day when they were out recruiting in the fall. And you know, in the initial process, you're not necessarily getting commitments at that time. But he says what it's done, it might not have necessarily gotten a commitment, but what you're getting more return phone calls. You're getting in those doors a lot easier now. And part of it is having success with football, and it's helping everybody. And it's almost getting our brand out there too. And again, ULM's a relatively new brand. Athletically, you got to have success to get that out there in a positive light. And this year has done that. Hopefully, that'll be the trend for years to come.
Well, we should have some news late on Saturday or early on Sunday. What do people do? What do you do to get tickets?
Well, we'll certainly have the information out there. If, in fact, we're fortunate enough to be selected, we have a plan in place that will go in effect immediately to inform our fans, whether it's the social media piece or, you know, the website or print advertising, radio, television, and the like. We have that plan in place and ready to unleash it if, in fact, and when we get that good news.
Bobby Staub is the athletic director for the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Bobby, thanks so much for talking with
us. Thank you for having us.
You can listen, download, podcast, and share the ULM Forum online at kedm.org in the listening room.